tried to get if I could, I'm listening out there a little bit. But I'm afraid I don't want to make an Uncle Tom out of it. That'd be the first Negro that's ever pointed to an independent agency.
No, you had Leon Higginbottom on the Federal Trade Commission, the one you made the judge in Philadelphia.
But I pointed to a trade I didn't.
I think President Kennedy did that.
He's first and I point. Hello, Carl. It's
Mr. Henry Fowler, 090.
Henry,
yes.
I talked to all these bankers we met with yesterday, George Moore and George Murphy and William Moore, and we all placed calls, and they just answered them.
Yes.
They all were at that Princeton meeting. They're going to be there tomorrow afternoon. They said they got the leading bankers of the world, and they just got to have you up there tomorrow afternoon after you appear in the morning.
Well, Bob Rosa was just talking to me on the phone, urging the same thing.
Well, I take a Jetstar. As soon as I got through that Harry Bird hearing, I tell the Bird, if they got all the world bankers, they got them from Germany and they got them from every place. That they, wait a minute, you turn on your television on 9 right quick.
I'll tell them. Just a minute.
30? No, it's already off.
Okay.
Just had your picture though, it's pretty good. So I think if you can, I'll have Lee White and his boys here call out and have you a Jetstar if it can land there, if they can't, a Convair, whatever you can get in. And I would certainly go up there and meet him and shake hands. If there are no newspaper reporters there,
that's right.
I just say that I don't know whether I'm going to be secretary or not. I've been named, and the senator's kind enough to say so, most of them. But I want to work with you fellas and want to know you and so on and so forth, and I'd meet him and be around with him.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say it. The only worry I had was the one you have fingered, namely whether it'd be presumptuous of me.
Not at all. I just say the president asked me to come meet you.
Well,
and whatever, whether I'm secretary or whether I'm private citizen, I'm going to be working with you as his friend.
Well, I'll do that, and as soon as the chairman releases me, I'll call Lee and get him to send me up.
Well, the plane will be ready for you, and you just let them know when you want it and find out what kind of airport it is.
I know it's a good thing, because Bob Rosa has just been on the phone urging me to bend every muscle to get up there, because he said that it would be helpful just to shake hands and put in an appearance. I know a lot of those fellows from past years, but to renew the relationship, particularly the foreigners, he thinks it'd be a good thing.
You just let them know that we're going to make gold as good as gold and dollar sound as a dollar, and you run into any good staff people, you get any suggestions from Rose or any of them, let's build the best department we can.
We're going to do it.
Okay, I talked to George Smathers. He was very happy and said he's going to call you.
He called me, and I had a very pleasant talk with him, as always.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Burns, have a good trip now.
Sure.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And I'll go.
You delayed my trip. By God, I was supposed to leave at 3:30.
I know.
But I've talked to George Murphy, William Moore, George Moore, every damn one of them. Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Whiting.